David Warnock was a relatively little-known businessman when he entered the Baltimore mayoral race in November. But after a blitz of television ads, a recent OpinionWorks poll conducted for the Baltimore Sun and the University of Baltimore put him in third place, behind former Mayor Sheila Dixon and State Senator Catherine Pugh. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that one thing in the ad is getting him noticed on the streets of Baltimore.
It has become a symbol of his campaign, and you see it in David Warnock's campaign ads on television.
33 years ago, I drove into Baltimore in this old truck.
That old truck is a 1982 Chevy S10 compact pickup truck. It has a manual transmission, but no AC and no power steering. But it does have a radio.
His major domo went public now and then a couple of days back.
Unfortunately, it's AM only. He can't listen to this story. On this truck ride, Warnock wanted to see some of the city's worst-looking streets. Bumps, potholes, and all. Warnock says he bought the truck with help from his dad after graduating from the University of Wisconsin. It became his campaign symbol by accident.
I wanted to make sure that people understood the person that I was, you know, that I wasn't, you know, some business person that, you know, was just waltzing into Baltimore and, you know, had an attitude that they were, you know, entitled to something because they'd been successful in business or something like that.
The turnaround truck is a reminder to him of where he started and how hard he worked. Dory Ford recognized Warnock and his truck when it pulled into Reservoir Hill.
Wow! This is beautiful, Warnock. That's it.
Ford put her motorized wheelchair in position so she could get a picture with Warnock and the truck. Much like the Wheel of Misfortune board game at the Inner Harbor and his recent bus ride with an East Baltimore resident, Warnock is using the truck to talk about city problems and his ideas for fixing them. Think of the truck as a four-wheel conversation piece. I'm Kenneth Burns in the streets of the city for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find more Maryland news online at WYPR.org.